This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Moderate to brisk polling is being reported in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections today. 88 parliamentary constituencies spread over 12 states and the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir are being covered in this phase. These include 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. The polling for the Betul ST parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, will now be held in the third phase due to the demise of the BSP candidate. Voting started in most of the constituencies at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. However, timings vary in northeastern states and in left-wing extremism-affected areas. Our correspondents from different parts of the country report that long queues of voters are being witnessed at different polling booths. Special enthusiasm is seen among youth and women voters. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections will take place today. The filing of nominations for this phase ended last evening. A total of 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. The last day for the withdrawal of candidature for this phase is Monday. Voting across all 25 constituencies of Andhra Pradesh, 17 of Telangana, 13 of Uttar Pradesh, 11 of Maharashtra, 8 each of Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 of Bihar, 4 each of Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat of Jammu and Kashmir will be held in this phase. Meanwhile, campaigning for later phases of polling is in full swing. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address public meetings in Ashok Nagar and Rajgarh today. On the other hand, State Congress President Jeetu Patwari, Rajya Sabha MP Vivek Tanka and former Union Minister Arun Yadav will campaign in Burhanpur today. In Bihar, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address 2 public meetings today in support of the NDA candidates. First rally will be held in Araria Parliamentary Constituency, while the second rally in Munger Parliamentary Constituency. Here is the voter turnout in some states till 9 a.m. Kerala, nearly 12%, Karnataka, over 9%, Rajasthan, nearly 12%, Uttar Pradesh, nearly 12%, Maharashtra, over 7%, Madhya Pradesh, nearly 14%, Assam, nearly 10%, Bihar, nearly 10%, West Bengal, 16%, Chhattisgarh, 15%, Manipur, over 15%, Tripura, nearly 17%, and Jammu and Kashmir, over 10%. The Supreme Court of India today rejected the plea seeking 100% cross-verification of EVM's data with Voter Verifiable Paper Audit Trail or VVPAT records. The verdict was delivered by a bench of justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta. Though the cases were reserved for orders on April 18th, they were listed again on 24th of April as the bench wanted some technical clarifications from the Election Commission. Taking into consideration the answers given by the ECI, the orders were pronounced today. The notification for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha election was issued today. Elections will be held in 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 union territories in this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to polls in this phase. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and thanked her for inviting him to the G7 summit in June. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the gesture has reaffirmed the commitment to deepening the strategic partnership between the two countries. He added that they also discussed taking forward the G20 India outcomes at the G7. Mr. Modi also extended his greetings to the people of Italy for the country's Liberation Day. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad in Hyderabad yesterday. In today's fixture, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Punjab Kings in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.